Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about different moral virtues of the great character of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In every age, human beings have looked for someone who could understand their unspoken pain, someone who could recognize sorrow even when it hid behind silence. Among all the figures in the history, none embodied this sensitivity more deeply than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man whose heart noticed what eyes often missed. And today we explore one of his moral virtues that is rarely discussed, his extraordinary awareness of hidden sufferings. Well, many people express their distress clearly, but many others attempt to conceal it. The Prophet ﷺ had a remarkable ability to sense the weight that people carried, even when they insisted they were fine. Companions later recalled that he would sometimes approach someone quietly, sitting in a corner, someone who believed they were unnoticed, and say gently, "There is something in your heart. Let me hear it." His voice carried only invitation. For those who were emotionally overwhelmed, that simple acknowledgement felt like a lifeline. This sensitivity was not accidental. It was part of his moral character. Shaped by mercy and guided by his mission to bring healing to hearts long before bringing guidance to mind. He saw human beings not as isolated individuals, but as souls, each one carrying their own history of wounds, fears, and hopes. His approach to people was therefore not transactional, but deeply relational. He understood that sometimes the path to spiritual growth begins with emotional safety. Okay, well, let's have a short break for now, and we will be back very soon.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Welcome back to your audience. You are listening to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about sensitivity of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the pain of other people. Well, one of the clearest portrayals of his attentiveness is a story of a grieving woman from the Helpers. She had recently lost her child, a loss that leaves an incredible emptiness. She sat alone by the roadside, crying softly. People passed by, sympathetic perhaps, but unable or unwilling to stop. Her sorrow was the kind that is too heavy to be spoken, the kind that makes one want to shrink from the world. The Prophet ﷺ approached her without hesitation. He did not stand above her or address her from a distance. He sat down beside her, lowering himself to the level of her grief. His presence alone communicated respect. He then told her gently, "Weep, for tears extinguish the burning of the heart." In these few words, he offered validation. He did not tell her to be strong, nor did he urge her to hide her emotions. He gave her permission to grieve. The woman, overwhelmed and not realizing who he was, responded sharply, "What do you know of my sorrow?" And at that moment, many leaders would have felt insulted or would have corrected her tone. But the Prophet did neither. He simply remained silent. His silence was not one of withdrawal, but one of patience, allowing her the space her heart needed. He walked away only to avoid embarrassing her further. When she later learned that she had spoken harshly to the Prophet ﷺ, she hurried to find him and apologizing for her reaction. He reassured her, explaining that grief can cloud a person's awareness and gently guided her toward the inner light of patience. His focus was not on correcting her behavior, but on supporting her healing. Another narration describes a different scene inside the mosque. The Prophet ﷺ entered and noticed a young man sitting alone, his face pale and his posture heavy with stress. Many others were busy with worship, conversations, or daily tasks, but only the Prophet ﷺ noticed that something was wrong. He approached and said, "Your face tells me your heart carries something heavy. What troubles you?" The young man confessed that he was overwhelmed by anxiety, fear, and debt. He did not have the courage to express it publicly, so his sufferings lived silently inside him. The Prophet ﷺ placed a reassuring hand on his shoulder and taught him a prayer of hope and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, encouraging him to trust that relief would come. Within days, the young man returned, saying his situation had improved and his heart felt lighter. Whether the external problems were fully solved or not, the Prophet ﷺ had already given him something far more important, a sense that his pain had ceased. These stories all illustrate a consistent pattern. The Prophet ﷺ did not wait until someone carried out for help. He noticed subtle details, a tone of voice, a hesitant movement, and uncharacteristic silence. These were the signals he responded to. His awareness was an active form of compassion. Well, this virtue is even reflected in the Holy Book of Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the messenger as someone for whom the hardship of people is deeply distressing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Certainly a messenger has come to you from among yourselves. Your suffering is deeply grievous to him. He is deeply concerned for you, and to the believers he is most kind and most merciful. Surah Al-Tawbah, verse number 128. You see, this verse speaks not only about religious concerns, but about every difficulty that affects a human life, any form of pain, spoken or unspoken. The Quranic descriptions confirm that Prophet's heart was naturally inclined towards empathy so deep that he felt the suffering of others almost as if it were his own. What makes this virtue especially relevant today is how many people live with hidden burdens. Someone may laugh publicly and cry privately. A colleague may be overwhelmed with responsibilities, yet show no outward sign. A child may remain quiet while struggling internally. Following the Prophet's example means cultivating an attentiveness that goes beyond words, listening not only with the ears but also with the heart. Before giving advice, we must see the person. Before expecting strength, we must recognize wounds. Before offering solutions, we must understand the story that is behind the silence. The Prophet ﷺ and his compassion teaches us that noticing someone's pain is sometimes the very act that helps them begin to heal. He understood that emotional invisibility is itself a form of suffering, and so he made it his practice to ensure that no one near him ever felt unseen. Okay, well, dear listeners, that was the time we had for this episode of Like Muhammad for today. I really wish that you have enjoyed listening to us. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, feel like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like
رسول.